This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat-Knicks, Warriors-Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, the Vat of Chocolate and the Smothers Brothers. You'll hear all that next.
Oh, God. What? I can't hear. Give me the headset.
Shh, I'm getting something. Oh, my God.
It's the most terrifying sound you'll ever hear.
What? What is it?
I don't know. Would you shut up? This is a matter of life or death. Years and years of civilization could be rocked by this.
Give me the headset. I want to hear.
Oh. My. God.
Forget about the Da Vinci Code. Bob and Tom Pictures presents the Morse Code.
Oh, no. I can't believe it.
What? What's the message say?
It says, greetings. Stop. I knocked up Mary Magdalene. Stop. Don't tell anyone. Stop.
The Morse Code. Eastern Orthodox religion meets Western Union. Don't miss Morse Code, the movie. Only from Bob and Tom Pictures. Morse Code. It'll dash your belief system. For more previews, go to morsecode.com.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Ace Cosby, our engineer.
Hello, friends.
Ace, a little under the weather today. You going to feel better by tomorrow? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Chick McGee across the way.
Hey, man.
There you go. Fresh from a trip to Austin, Texas. Right over there, it's Jess Hooker. Digging deep, drilling deep, going deep.
Boy. I'm doing all of it.
All of it.
Okay. There's Josh over there.
Enjoying the Harold Faltermeyer. Isn't that sort of the music?
Familiar with the term. Deeper.
Deeper. I am familiar with that term, yeah. It's what I scream to the hookers. It's how I want my pizza dish. It's
candy bowl.
Yes. Anything deeper. My God.
Tom's killing it over there.
He's having his own show.
Okay.
Yeah. Where he is, he's killing.
Yeah. You think I leave here and I get in my Rascal and I tool home and I make two phone calls
to get to the car.
Yeah, one to the pizza man, the other to the prostitute. And I go, both of you get here, preferably at the same time.
What you need to find is a prostitute who works at a pizza place.
There you go.
Is that what I need?
She'll deliver your pizza for you.
You awful man. Is that what I?
Yes, he is.
Now, Christy, on the other hand.
What?
Christy's wearing her frock.
Yes.
I'll ask you, Jess. We have determined when she walked in, we all love this dress, but it looks like it's really easy to access pretty much anything.
Yeah.
You could, with one hand, be anywhere.
It's quite fashionable. Isn't that fashionable?
Fashionable? Boho chic?
It's boho chic. It's very cute. A-line. Yeah.
You could. Boho.
Yes. Boho.
Bohemian.
Bohemian.
It's short for bohemian.
Not boofu chic.
No, that's...
Better have a zipper.
There he goes.
You could surprise your boyfriend with a little nothing under there.
Boyfriend. As a matter of fact.
What?
Oh. You got a little nothing.
You don't know.
See?
All right, what do we do? I mean, is it just underwear? Is that all you got?
Like is it G-string?
No, she has. What do you think?
What the hell else is there?
I just roll of like aluminum foil and a frisbee.
maybe some Umbros?
No.
Just, all right. Yep. Swim trunks?
No.
I was saying.
You walk over a vent. Marilyn Monroe style.
You can jump out of an airplane, just hold your arms out and just drift down cartoon style.
Not that big.
Looks very nice. We like it very much. Now, chocolate in the news. Christy, you want to cover
this? An employee at Simply Natural Foods in Commack, New York, fell into a giant vat of chocolate on Tuesday. According to first responders, the 37-year-old worker fell into the 20,000-pound tank of chocolate.
And died.
Which makes Simply Light chocolate bars and other candies. EMT Mike Hudnott says fellow workers pulled the man out of the 8-foot vat, called 911. Worker was scared, but they knew he was going to be all right when he started making jokes about his sweet predicament.
Yeah, probably can't see what I did in my pants.
Naturally, it would be a poop joke.
Of course it would be.
A giant vat of poop.
Same color, yeah.
He was taken to the hospital.
Doobity dumpa.
Brown is brown.
Hospital with an arm
injury.
That's
where they get nougat from, right?
It's all poop.
So you guys, I was going to reference the famous...
poop, poop, poop.
The famous Smothers Brothers joke. You don't remember?
No. We are not...
Mom always liked you best. That's the only thing I remember out of the Smothers
Brothers. God, Smothers Brothers are great.
Whatever you say.
This guy that was falls into a vat of chocolate, and what does he do? Do you remember this?
I don't. You're on your own.
He yells fire.
What?
I don't know it.
He goes, why would you yell fire if you fell in a vat of chocolate? It's because no one's going to come if you yell chocolate.
Well, you know what? You're right. That is cripplingly
that's a great
funny.
Joke.
Yeah, that's funny.
Well, you got to hear them do it. They have a whole routine. Sorry.
I hated it.
You didn't like the Smothers Brothers?
Hated everything.
No, I don't know. I don't remember.
I think that's.
Remember they had a stand up bass or something.
Yeah, of course they did. They had a guitar and a stand up bass.
Of course. That was Dick. Dick Smothers.
They don't look like brothers to me.
They are, though. Yeah.
And
Dick Smothers obviously sounds like the name of a.
Or Willem Dafoe band?
That sounds like the name of a porn actor. And then didn't his son actually become.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did he go by Dick Smothers?
Dick Smothers Jr., I think.
Oh.
Man. That's unfortunate. No one really cares.
Little Dickie Smothers?
I gotta tell you.
More like Big Dickie Smothers.
Wasn't the one sort of mentally handicapped?
No.
Wasn't that kind of the joke?
He wrote all the stuff. He just played
slow.
Dumb.
He's brilliant.
He seems real dumb.
Oh, God.
Hey, a home security.
Change for a five.
It's rather exploitative to me, but
yeah. A home security.
So the guy falls into a vat of chocolate. You don't think it's funny?
To yell fire instead of chocolate? Because nobody will come if you yell chocolate?
No.
It barely makes any sense.
Well, you've got to hear them do it.
It doesn't.
There's no way.
What makes it funny? The stand-up bass? There's nothing that could make...
Go, man, go.
Please, Josh.
You know, in my defense, it took me 30-some years for my nervous breakdown. It's only taken Josh 2.5 years.
Barely a joke.
So would you rather sing about chocolate-covered nuts?
Yes, of course. It's a little bawdier, but
does this make my schlong look twice as big now that it's chocolatey? I'm sorry.
There's something more. There's more to that than there is. I should have yelled fire. Are you yelling?
You have to hear it. It's the whole attitude.
I feel like I heard it.
Smothers Brothers are very
maybe we
very
could find
funny.
It somehow.
Oh, God. All right.
A home security camera caught a dog chasing a bear from a New Jersey man's backyard recently. Security footage shows the bear getting food out of a bird feeder.
Have you seen this?
Mark Stinziano's West Milford property.
Kind of a small bear and kind of a big dog.
When his neighbor's
still,
dog, Riley,
I
races
care,
into the yard.
Okay.
No, it shows this bear.
No, don't say giant. This is a giant bear. The bear was about the size of Christy, okay?
If that bear came in here, there'd be enough chocolate in the room.
The dog then slams into the startled bear, which scrambles to escape.
Yes.
Riley's owner, Alan Tolstey, says his dog always chases the bear whenever he sees it in the yard.
Always. This happens all the time.
So keep reading.
He said Riley also checks on his children when they're in the pool, apparently, to keep the bear away. I don't know. What? So is a bear around all the time?
You got a pool. There's a bear in the neighborhood. You don't fence it off.
Yeah. Well.
But it's really fun. This is great news for the local squirrels.
Sure.
Hey, look right there on the ground. There's a pile of bird seed. Don't even have to climb up the... That's my takeaway.
That's what you take away from
Have you seen this? There's a bear. The bear knocks over the bird feeder.
Yeah.
And he's licking the seed off thing. And then he's just minding his own business. And this dog comes. Rawr!
Well, just wait until the day when the bear goes, I could eat this dog.
Yeah.
Who needs seed?
Here comes
seed?
The dog.
Yeah. But
boom. Oh, my.
Good boy.
The dog physically attacks
that
the bear.
That dog is, yeah. I'd run from that dog, too.
Absolutely. The dog I think the dog's the menace in this story. The bear's just minding his own business.
The dog goes, look, I'm the only one poops in this yard. You'll go back in the woods, just like the old joke.
Remember last year we had the story of the dog that would bark at the alligator in the backyard?
Briefly.
Yeah. Didn't end well for the dog.
Only happened for a little bit.
The gator only put up with that for a little bit.
Gator probably looked at him and said, look, you've been warned once.
Yes.
Keep doing it.
This was in, was it Hoboken? Where was this?
This was in New Jersey.
Hoboken.
What are you talking about?
The bear thing. What was in New Jersey?
Yeah, it was in New Jersey.
So you got to be, what if that was a maid bear?
Oh, yeah. You don't want to mess
Jersey.
With that.
Jersey. Yeah. You know, I think he could be all mobbed up.
Could be.
So would it be a mob? Would it be a family of bears that were in the organized crime, or would it be an organized crime family with some bear members? Which would it
either one? I'm just saying you're going to see that dog wearing a cement leash.
Oh.
In some murky river.
Cement leash.
Yeah. Okay, there you go.
The command.
Is this the Smothers Brothers I was looking for?
Oh my God.
Dean.
I can't wait to hear it.
Here we go.
Turn it up.
I just yelled fire when I fell into the chocolate. Tom, why'd you yell fire when you fell into the chocolate? Why yell fire? Because no one saved me if I yell chocolate! No one saved me if I yell chocolate. Lolly doodum, lolly doodum day.
Just off.
You know what? That is terrible.
Just lame.
Even worse, put to music.
Yeah, the definition of
I thought it would be better. It's terrible.
No. The setup's not. It's hilarious.
So mild. And
that is not hilarious.
The chocolate. Embarrassing.
Speaking of chocolate.
I smell sex in candy.
Yeah.
Now that's a song.
I've never heard this version.
Who's that lounging in my chair?
God, what great rhythm in that thing.
Yeah,
great,
that's cool.
Drumming. Oh, God, that's a great song. Sorry, I lost my place. We were talking about, the bear attacking the dog. No, the dog attacks the bear. Yeah, you're right, Josh. We're going to get a thing 4 weeks from now. Famous dog found dead. Claw wound to head.
Yeah, I hope not, but my gosh.
I'm trying to find a picture of this
lady
that went to the car wash and then hit the gas instead of the brake and drove into the river.
Oh,
she was 64. God love her.
Okay, well. You know, I'm mad you get, when we're talking about Jess, you and I are the members of several car wash clubs.
We are.
You know, I'm mad you go through the car wash and it starts raining.
Yes. Yeah.
Think about how mad you'd be if you went through the car wash and drove it into a river.
For some of us, rain is the car wash.
Do you want me to buy you a car wash today?
Membership.
Give me a membership.
Oh, God. Membership would be 10 minutes of your hooker session. Just cut back a little bit.
Jeez.
My gosh. Wow, how did it get there?
How did it get there? You know what?
I don't know.
Poor guy, we just talking about car washes.
It seems to be worse from vacation, or I'm just not used to it yet.
You've really missed picking on us, haven't you?
I have.
So sincere.
I was at this event, and this friend of mine's wife came up and said, God, I just love Josh. Why does he go out only with hookers?
And I said, see, that's the problem.
People think it.
I said, well, that's just a joke. Oh, I thought he really
Why
did
is
do
his
that.
Car wash so close to the river, by the way? There's no fence. There's nothing there.
You'd think they'd have a sign, don't you?
You'd think they would have a fence or something.
You know, this lady can almost not be blamed. It looks like the exit.
It does look like the exit.
Except for the river.
Well, yes, Mark.
Wow, even
there
Mark's
is a river
going
there.
But...
Mark Allison, everybody.
Mark,
he'll be back.
Wow, he's a drive-by.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait for Mark, everybody.
Guy just walked in and said,
get back in your hole, Mike.
Smart.
Whatever.
You know what? Seriously, it does look like that could be the exit. I could.
And she flies.
Yeah.
She
does.
Wow.
So leaves the ground. The car
leaves the ground.
Yes.
So they really need to put up some kind of a visual indicator.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the one place they go, they must have a partnership with a body shop. In order to make the turn and not hit the concrete wall, you have to have like one of those airplane hangar guys guiding you through it.
And why did they take the mirrors down, by the way?
Too convenient, too helpful.
Yeah, because it's really difficult.
I think people were looking at the mirror and then smashing into the car.
Do you think
that could have been?
Really?
I don't know. I think it had to do with the sun. I think the sun would hit it and it would laser into the eyes of the driver.
Like,
hey, sure. Steve, you're not wearing glasses anymore. Did you get the LASIK? No, I got my eyes lasered at the car wash. I'm not sure.
Commander of the Swiss Air Force's aerial display team has apologized after his unit performed a flyby in the wrong place.
Whoops.
Switzerland's Patrouille Suisse squadron flew over Muemmeswil on Saturday.
That's not a word.
Muemmeswil on Saturday when they were meant to have gone over Langenbruck. Switzerland's defense ministry said the formation had not practiced.
Weekends are made for Langenbruck.
Yep. Switzerland's ministry of neutrality.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do they have an air force for?
Formation had not practiced and got distracted by an unauthorized helicopter in the area. The ministry added that the team leader saw what he thought was a tent for the Langenbruck celebration, but it turned out to be for a yodeling festival in Muemmeswil.
Good Lord, so yodeling festival.
Yodeling.
The jets ruined a yodeling festival?
Oh, yeah.
No,
I would think that would add to the yodeling festival.
Well, if you got a guy that goes to the yodeling festival, you know it's love, huh?
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. Hey, honey, we're going to the yodeling festival.
What should I wear?
You ever had a professional yodeler in here?
No.
Wow.
Let's get one.
You have got to show.
There once was a little old lady who came in here.
A little old lady who came in here.
That's a yodel. Little old lady who.
Okay, very funny.
Funnier than chocolate fire.
Weren't there plate spinners in here once, though?
No, that's good for radio.
No.
That's my favorite thing.
No, but that's Tom's thing. He wants to do that.
We were going to do it for a Christmas party once.
Yodeling. Begins and ends with Slim Whitman.
It's quite beautiful.
Could not be more wrong.
With you.
It sounds lovely. Not everybody can do this.
Wow, that's awful.
Oh. Listen to that. That's a skill. Who doesn't love this? All right, put your hands down.
Sorry.
Okay.
A fisherman in Australia has discovered a 50-year-old message in a bottle.
Oh, who cares?
S.O.S.
Paul Elliott.
I'll send an S.O.S. to the world. I'll send an S.O.S. to the world. I hope that someone gets mine. I hope that someone gets mine.
Well, Paul Elliott and his son Jaya found your message in a bottle on the West Coast. Jaya?
Oh, Jaya.
No, Gina's his daughter.
It's Gina.
Oh, sorry.
On the bottle on the West Coast of Peninsula in Australia. Elliott said he was looking for the author, Paul Gibson, who described himself in the note as a 13-year-old English boy traveling in a cruise ship along the southern Australian coast from Fremantle to Melbourne. Government oceanographer David Griffin suspects the bottle had been buried on beach for years before it was refloated by a storm.
In Fremantle.
Yes?
All the mantles free.
Oh, jeez.
As far as the eye can.
Lazy.
Feeling better, Pat?
A little bit better. After your chocolate joke and all that.
You know, at least once a year we have to put up with a message in a bottle.
No kidding. Yeah.
Sometimes it's the same message in a bottle.
50-year-old.
Nobody cares.
Well, the genie was dead. That was
A shame. Yeah, that's the...
Have you seen the new Aladdin with Will Smith as the genie?
I have.
No.
Oh, it's fine.
Is it good?
He keeps saying a lot of brass in here.
You saw it?
Yeah. I did not care for it.
I was told.
Do you need a hobby?
My daughter wanted to go see it, and I went to see it.
And?
I liked it.
I liked it
very much.
You can hand your daughter a 20 and go, enjoy, dear.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons, oder Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil. Unser Bestes.